You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a trap door to hell, I'ma let them all know. You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show
Welcome
you how
Welcome on back to another episode of Trap Door to Hell. As always, your host here, Travis Gunnarsson. With me is a couple special guests. You can see Puffy has finally joined the broadcast here. And we got little Rudy in the back. They're literally waiting in a car to go see a movie, eating food right now. Boys, how you guys doing?
Oh, I'm doing. I'm peachy.
And Gabby is back, their special guest, Gabby. You could say hello. Thumbs up. Good enough. All right. Well, we're recording this one on, what is today? April 22nd. Those of you listening will be on the 24th.
Is this live?
No, it's not live. It's pre-recorded, Bobby. Yeah, I have to edit this video, and it'll go out on...
It's because he drops hard R's.
You say
yes.
The N-word?
Yes, I say the N-word all the time.
Say it right now. Say it right now.
No, thank you. I don't want to...
Why not?
I don't want to have to do too much editing. You need to calm down, Joe Rogan. I'm not doing this today.
Say the N-word. Come on, Travis. Say it.
Real quick housekeeping for those of you who listened last week. This comes from our good friend Hardy, who was on the program. We wanted to do a little explanation on Donnie and what's going to be going on with Donnie going further. Because this is the second time he's mentioned that he wants to talk about certain conspiracy theories and doesn't give a whole lot. The first time we kind of hounded him, thought he shut down. This time Hardy wanted to like be supportive and like keep curiosity going and this and that. We don't believe what Donnie is saying. So just wanted to get that out there. What Donnie said, don't believe. We were just trying to get answers out of him. You should go back and listen.
No. Just tell me what he said. Just tell me.
I'm not going back. I'm not going back, buddy.
Why? What did he say, Travis? Obviously, if you're giving an apology.
There goes the light.
The lights went out. See, my car battery probably died. Oh, no, we're good. Never mind. We're still good.
Okay. Jesus, dude.
I was worried there for a second.
That was literally 2 minutes. Just for you guys to know, just before we started, he's sitting in a dark car. I asked him to turn on the overhead light in the truck. And he said it'll die. So literally 2 minutes into it, the lights just went out, and he's like, "Oh my god, the car's dead. Cars don't die that fast."
He turns it on for 30 minutes because it's gonna waste his gas.
You probably just have there's probably just a sensor in there that senses like, "Hey, this has been on for a certain."
I'm sorry, I'm not a carologist.
You're not a carologist. You're not a carologist.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not an expert in cars.
All right, well. Anyways, how's it going, boys? What's new?
It's been better.
It's been better. Why do you say that, Puff?
Nah, I'm messing with you.
They just won today. What was it, 19-3?
Yeah.
Who'd you guys play today?
Mission San Francisco.
From San Francisco.
Oh, nice.
They suck.
They stink. But
the 9-player game. What do you expect?
Yeah, they had 9 players, and they had the JV game going on JV field. They pulled a kid from JV mid game to have him pitch.
Oh, no way.
You struck me out.
You got struck out by a JV call-up, and it was a JV call-up literally midway through the game.
Last game. He got pulled mid-game from JV just to go pitch on varsity.
Oh, my goodness. Puffy, what are you doing, dude?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I felt bad, I guess. I felt bad. You know, we were winning 19-3.
You just wanted to go home, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Just wanted to go
home.
The
umpire left before the seventh inning was even over.
Yeah, the umpire just ditched him.
He left in the sixth inning. It was the old man. He just left in the sixth inning.
Well, it was 19 to what?
19-3. Like 18-3 or something like that.
It should have been over in the sixth inning, right?
Yeah, but
they wanted to keep going.
It wasn't like a league game. It wasn't.
Maybe that's why he lost.
I thought there is a mercy rule.
I guess, but my... Our coach talked to the other coach, and he said, "Can we just keep going to the seventh inning?"
That makes sense. Like, all right, that sounds right. Yeah, he probably just wanted his guys to get some work, you know. But I wouldn't. I'd be like, "Let's go home." I'm not doing. I mean, Puffy, how many times did I pull you off the field during in and outs?
For what?
Not you singularly, but the whole team. Like, this is the worst in and out I've seen. You come off the field, you don't deserve to warm up.
There was a lot of worst in and outs then.
I remember when you broke the bat.
Yeah, you took it home like it was a trophy, dude.
You gave it to me.
Well, you asked for it. What am I gonna? I'm just gonna throw the fungo away. The fungo. Yeah.
I wonder where it's at.
Oh, your mom threw that in the fucking garbage a long time ago.
Yeah, probably.
Well, Puffy, how's the Funko Pop collecting going? You're growing.
Going good. I just got over $1,000 actually.
Congratulations, pal.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Any new additions to the collection since I
I got Luke Skywalker with Grogu. My brother just bought that for me.
Skywalker with Grogu. Ooh, shout out, little Rudy. Rudy, thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
I was at GameStop and saw it.
Is it a GameStop exclusive one?
That I'm not too sure of, but
it didn't have a sticker on it saying.
Okay, then it's not.
It didn't. Yeah. I saw two of them over there at GameStop though. They were pink. It was like Valentine's Star Wars edition.
Yeah, they do. So during the holidays, you can notice that they'll do like Valentine's Day gets pink ones. 4th of July will get red, white, and blue ones. Halloween, they always have like characters and Halloween costumes. This year, like Marvel did, Gingerbread Man. Puffy, I believe you sent it to me.
Those. I never got it.
Well, go hit out some aftermarket sellers, dude.
I know they sell them on Amazon. They're not that expensive.
Twice the price though.
They're not that expensive on Amazon.
Yeah, because I think they made a bunch of stock on some of those, not like the exclusive ones, but some of the ones that like sold at Walmart and Target just regularly. They probably made a bunch, and then they always hit Amazon after, and you can find them cheap.
Yeah.
What'd you guys eat?
They got Jollibee. I didn't eat anything. I'm just gonna eat popcorn and Luigi.
Jollibee.
That's what I'm saying.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
It's terrible.
Have you even had it?
Yes, it's gross.
What did you get?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
I cannot remember. I remember I was going out to a Los Marlins game. This is early, and I got all the way out there before I realized this is the only place that has breakfast. There's no other breakfast places around besides that Burger King. So I was like, let me give this a shot, see what they got over here. All gross stuff. Disgusting. Yeah,
you went during breakfast time. That right there is the giveaway.
You know what? I don't put, what do they put? They put like ketchup on the spaghetti there or some shit like that.
Yeah, okay. You don't get that. You get the chicken sandwich. The chicken is good.
What's up with the chicken sandwich?
Literally, it's like every other chicken sandwich, but the sauce and the way they like make it, it's like actually good vegetables. It's not like, Popeye's they better. Just took this frozen tomato, cut up, like, you know, and they threw it on there. No, it's actually fresh. They put the sandwich together very nicely. It looks like it's coming out straight out of a commercial, right? Right?
Yeah.
And the chicken's good, man. I don't know. It's better than every other chicken place except for like Cane's, but I'm not driving all the way out to Cane's.
Cane's is going to be having a location off of Hagenburger.
I know. I know. Dude, at OD, we got bets. We're betting to see how many people are going to die opening day.
What do you mean they're going to get shot over there?
Yes. Yes.
That's very racist.
No.
No.
No, it's not racist.
Wow. Why? Why did you have to say that?
It's not racist. Why did
you have to say
It's because it's of where it's at and what it is.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, it's like when Popeyes released the chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
It's exactly how it is. People were dying over there. Like, they didn't give me my goddamn chicken sandwich. Pop, 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 pop.
I mean, that's not false. He's not wrong.
Right there where all the businesses are?
Hey, where are you at? In your house?
I'm in my room.
Oh, in your room?
Yes.
You have like a little setup in your room?
I have to put the, because I'm literally, I have my monitor up here in the corner. I have a TV tray that I have to set up with my laptop and the rest of this. This is just a folding chair I sit on, and then I have to hang the flag every day.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I mean, or not every day, but because it's just the rest of my room behind me, and I'm not showing that.
Oh.
Well, okay. Puffy. Do you want to do some of your fun would you rathers?
Let me see if I can think of one.
Okay. Just for a little backstory, Puffy, you think of them. I'll give a little backstory. Most Mondays I go over to Vicky's house. That is the mother of these two young fine gentlemen here. And when I can catch Puffy when he's not at school or whatever, he will talk my ear off with basically would you rather questions. I believe one of the last ones that he did was would you rather fight a chicken every time you wanted to get into the car or fight a kangaroo once a month. I think another one was would you rather have the Shang-Chi rings or would you rather have a lightsaber? But there's a wrinkle to these with Puffy because it doesn't just stay with that original thought. It'll change 15 times. So that I think they're absolutely fun and to have and fun to do. So I'm glad I can have you on here to do this. So Puffy, what do you got?
All right. Would you rather go to have life in prison for a murder you didn't commit or eat at Long John Silver's once a week for the rest of your life?
Oh, this is Long John. What, Long John Silver's? Why would I want to be in prison?
But you're disabled. Like, you're paralyzed.
I think I'm still going to go Long John Silver's.
Are you sure?
And being paralyzed, yeah.
But, like, you could be healthy in prison or disabled and eat at Long John Silver's.
I don't think I would fare well in prison. I'd have to join the Nazis where I could drop all those hard R's that you guys are talking about.
Whoa.
Oh, Travis, you're going to have to edit that out, my friend.
I didn't say it. Oh. I should just put a bunch of bleeps every time we say hard R. Just put a bleep in. That way people are like, holy shit. No, they're going after it.
No, why?
Yeah, so I'm gonna say it's still Long John Silver's.
But, like, you like seafood?
They have more than seafood. It's a buffet place, but I do love seafood, yes.
Yeah. All right, Travis, I got one for you. Okay. I got a would you rather, all right? Look, would you rather give the same guy 10 hand jobs or give 10 different dudes a hand job?
Is this in a row?
Yeah, no, it's like periodically.
Okay.
It's like 10 days straight.
I would rather give the same guy 10 hand jobs.
All right, so
but you're blind. You don't know the difference.
So here's the thing about that. If it's 10 different dudes, it makes it seem as though you're okay with it, but if it's the same guy, it's almost like a commitment, like you're just going back to the same dude.
Yeah, well, I would just make sure it's one of my boys and be like, hey, dude, this ain't going.
All right.
Okay, all that's right. Weird.
At least I'm getting my boy off, you know?
That's
Jesus Christ, Travis.
I'm hooking a friend up.
Probably going to be Donnie.
Donnie would be easy, too.
Hey, does Donnie still have, like, is he still missing a blood? Never mind. Never mind.
What are you going to say?
How his fingers are doing.
Yeah, how's his fingers doing?
He's good. I mean, sure? His one finger is fucked up. Like,
is he missing like his nail?
Yeah. Oh, it's God. Weird to look at. It's weird to look at. Like, yeah, I put it in my. I put his finger in my mouth. I put his fuck. Hand? Yeah, he can hold it. He can hold stuff now. It doesn't bother him.
Oh. Okay.
Any more would you rathers?
Let me think.
Let's see. I'm trying to think of some too.
The ones with Puffy are usually great. I don't know if it's just he thinks about them all day in preparation that he's going to see me.
No, it's literally the questions they ask me at baseball practice. Literally all the players ask random questions.
Oh, so you get these fed to you and then you come back. Do the people on your baseball team have all the different stipulations that you come up with as well?
Yeah, pretty much.
They haven't given you any new ones, huh?
I mean, most of the ones I can't say I'm not going to say because it's a little weird.
Why can't you say it? It's just on YouTube and the internet.
Yeah, that's it. You know, it's on YouTube.
It's just on the internet. You'll be fine.
I mean, I just told you guys that I would have jerked off one of my buddies 10 days in a row.
Yeah, but that's just a little weird.
That was true.
It's a little weird.
Yeah, I mean, it can't be weirder than that, huh?
Well, I think it can.
are you talking about
I got a question though.
Okay,
I
right.
got a question.
All right, do it.
You might have to edit this out, depending.
No.
Would you still jerk off if every time you nutted, it grew lifelike and you had to fight it to the death?
What? Sorry,
like,
repeat the
like
question.
A human size. Every time you came, your yes. semen, if it grew lifelike, like a human, and you had to fight it to the death. Like all white though.
I'd probably severely limit the amount of time. Now, does it if I do sex, do I still have to fight it, or is it only masturbation?
It's even worse. It's even worse than it becomes an actual human.
If only in masturbation.
It's It becomes an actual human. You just have to wait 9 months, huh?
Exactly.
Well, I would probably still have to do it at some point, but it would
you
be.
You might edit that out. Huh? I shouldn't have said that.
Why would you? I don't edit this.
Yeah. I think my mom listens to this podcast.
She don't. Don't worry about it. What would you do?
Oh my god!
I'm gonna tell her.
Huh, Puff?
She's gonna listen to it because I was on it.
Actually, I shouldn't have asked Puff this. He's still in high school.
Maybe.
Yeah, guys, under 18 over here.
Would you go to prison for a murder you didn't commit, or send your best friend to a prison, but he did commit the crime, but they came after you?
Or send my best friend
to you snitch on your best friend?
Or would you take the blame?
Or would you take the blame? Life in prison. No parole.
Did he do it?
Yes.
Okay, then he's going to jail.
So you'd snitch?
Yeah.
Oh!
Even if he sent a hitman after you?
Yes, even if he sent a hitman after me. I'd still do it because at least I still get to live out my last days here.
Would you rather fight Batman or Jesus?
This is a legit question, Travis.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds so legit. I'm going to say that I'd rather fight Jesus, because even if he's so mad that he's going to fight me, which I don't think he would, but let's just say he's so mad he's going to fight me, I can turn him during the fight to forgive me, right? That's the whole point of the religion.
Well, you can still technically do that with Batman.
No, Batman, no. What am I going to say to Batman to get him to stop beating the shit out of me?
Have you been keeping up in baseball?
Like MLB?
Yeah.
Kind of. What do you want to talk
about? Have you seen the City Connect jerseys?
I've seen some of them.
The Chicago one, the White Sox, is the best. The South Side.
Let me check it out.
The best one.
The White Sox one?
Yeah, White Sox. It's the one that says South Side on it.
Let me check.
That one's the coolest. And then the Miami one's pretty cool.
Oh, that one is dope, Puff.
It is dope, huh?
That one is dope. Let me check out the
Miami
one.
I'm not even from Chicago, and I still want to get it.
Cop that shit, dude. I
might have to. You should switch up the Miami one. That one's even cooler.
The Miami one's pretty cool.
Yeah. The San Francisco Giants one sucks.
The Giants one with the orange?
Yeah, that one's terrible.
I love that one.
What?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah, this is fire, dude. Wait a second. Am I thinking of the right ones? Yeah, this one's a fire, dude. White with that fading, that mist that fades into the orange G. It's got the fucking skyline on the sleeve. How is that not fire?
That's terrible. The fog looks terrible.
You no.
Okay.
Okay, what?
What was I going to ask you? I had a question.
You know, Travis, he has something to say about Derek Jeter. He found out some revolutionary.
No, I'm not going to say anything about Derek Jeter. I think he's one of the best baseball players to ever play.
Well, I don't think so. Why do you think he's one of the best fucking baseball players of all time?
No.
I want me to tell you for him.
Okay, why do you think Derek Jeter is not one of the best baseball players to ever play?
Derek Jeter is above average in every single category he's ever fucking played in. The only thing he had going for him was fucking longevity. And that he played good during the postseason. Well, of course you play good during the postseason when your team gets there all the fucking time. Because they buy talent all the way around you.
How are they doing?
Hey, what's your favorite baseball team?
The Oakland A's.
They suck.
Yeah, it's heartache every time. Every time. I've been.
They had like 4,000 fans in the stands at like the last game, I think.
2,071 was the attendance.
Terrible. How much are the tickets? I might go to a game.
You can go on Game Time, literally day of game, and get like $12 tickets.
You trying to go, Rudy?
Depends on what game. If it's like a Friday, sure, or weekend. Hey, yo, I got the camera.
Hey, cool.
Hey, Friday, Saturday night games, dude. That's all money.
We should go to a Giants game. A Giants day.
You know what I used to do? You know what I used to do, Rudy? Was you can catch like a Tuesday day game right after you get out of work.
Now, see, here's the problem with that. See, I go to the gym. I can't compromise my games.
Yeah, you know what? I can't. I was going to say shut the fuck up, but you have been getting swole, so.
No, he has not. He's gotten fatter.
No, he looks good, dude. Don't hate on your brother like that. Prop him up. Prop your boy up.
Thank you, Travis.
Would you rather live in a third world country or only eat lobster every night for dinner?
Is this a joke?
No. Answer the question.
I'd rather eat the lobster every night for dinner.
But it's bad lobster. It's like they've been dead for weeks. And you still got to eat them.
I mean, there's all kinds of lobster that's been dead for weeks that you eat. It's still okay.
Like years.
So you're saying it's bad seafood where it's going to get me sick every night?
Yeah.
Or I live in a third world country.
Or you live in a third world country like Ethiopia or something.
Yeah, it doesn't sound too bad. You can just have a lot of money over there.
Did I grow up in Ethiopia?
No, you have to move there. The CIA is after you.
See, okay. So this is, I'll move to a third world country because I think the problem here is that for the first little bit, you're going to be just as sick as you were before because with the lobster and going into a third world country's biome, you're going to be just as sick as you were before. But at least with the third world country, your body will eventually adjust.
Sure. Go ahead and try it out for us, Travis.
Yeah, but why would I do that? I don't have to do it. These are
just to prove the would you rather.
I would go to great lengths to prove a lot of things, but I don't think that one's gonna happen.
All right, only shop at Walmart for the rest of your life?
I shop at Walmart
now.
Never
go to a movie theater again.
I shop at Walmart now.
But like only for the rest of your life. Like
I
don't. Else.
Yeah, I have no problem going to Walmart. That's a fucking bougie ass thing to say.
Okay. Only shop at Goodwill for the rest of your life, or never watch a movie again.
Okay, well, Goodwill doesn't have food.
Well, see. So you don't watch movies?
Well, okay. Well, I can get food from the movie theater, so I would still shop at Goodwill.
I just said you can't watch movies from a movie. I can't go to any movie theater.
No, that's if I take the other one. If I take the If I take the Goodwill, I can go to the movie theaters and get food, and I'd have a bigger budget because I only buy my clothes and everything else. I can't buy anything else besides what's in a Goodwill, although they can get pricey sometimes.
Oh,
Goodwill.
I bought a Jägermeister surfboard from there one time.
Really?
Yep. It was really cool.
Do you still be playing video games?
I play Call of Duty every once in a while, yes.
Oh.
You need to get MLB The Show. I'll beat you.
I'm not going to. I don't have extra money to just be spending on $60 games that I'm not going to play. You know what I did? I went to BevMo today to get some more liquor for myself, and they got a great deal going on right now where limited bottles are buy one, get one for 5 cents. So I got two fists.
Wow. Have you been drinking some of those limited bottles?
I got two fists of Crown for one for normal price, the other one for 5 cents.
Wow.
Nice.
Cheers, brothers.
Oh my God, he's drinking.
He's been waiting to say that. It's been sitting on his desk. He's just been looking at it.
I know. He just wanted to tell us.
I'm halfway through this glass. Don't know what you're talking about.
You know what? I hope your charger doesn't work tonight.
Why do you hope that?
So that way your phone isn't charged.
My charger always works. And if not, I got five others here.
I hope your pillow isn't cold.
Well, that's an asshole thing to say. You know what? That's a real dick thing to say. But you know what? I have a couple more glasses of this whiskey. It ain't gonna matter. I'm gonna put a fucking picture over yours because I can't. Oh, I can see a little bit. I don't know how this is gonna turn out on YouTube, but at least you can see me.
Yeah, I can see you. You look great.
Are you saying that he's dark?
Yes. Yeah. Like a hard R.
What? Oh, say it. My God.
Say it.
Say,
I'll give you a dollar next time I see you.
You'll give me a dollar. Do you want me to say? You want me to say the N word on a podcast for a dollar?
And you can't edit it out.
Yeah, no thanks. I mean, it will. I don't think it would truly matter. There's only like 30 people who listen to these anyways. Except for I don't know. Maybe I haven't checked the YouTube stats from last week. I did such a clickbaity fucking name last week. I might have got some extra.
Okay, but like, tell me what was going on with Donnie. We had to apologize to everyone.
It was what? The first episode back from the long break or whatever I did with Hardy and Donnie.
Yeah.
Or something or the other. And he wanted to talk about conspiracy theories. He said, I have a couple conspiracy theories up my sleeve I want to talk about. I'm like, cool, you have the air. You kind of direct the way this conversation goes. And so he came on. He would say basically one sentence thing. So he'd be like, you know, I think we're all in a simulation. And I go, interesting. What kind of simulation theory are you most looking at? Because there's this one, there's that one. And he'd be like, I don't know the real details of it. It's just what I believe. And then we'd be like, so you really don't believe in a simulation theory. You just halfway know about them. And then he was like, I believe in it. I believe in it though, like hardcore. But he wouldn't go into detail.
These weren't a simulation. What is he even smoking?
So then, so he did that for a couple different topics, and we, you know, hey, whatever. Cool, brother. And he's still allowed on, username 97, whatever. So he's still allowed on. I don't care. Doesn't matter to me.
Can you still see me?
I cannot see you. Can you turn your camera back on?
Oh, no, I was going to search up something.
I have to. What do you want me to search up? I have my browser up. What?
No, search up throwing a perfect game while on LSD. Search that up.
I know about that. Doc Ellis. Yes. What do you want to know
about
that?
That world record will never be broken.
I hope you know it's not an official world record.
Still, no one's ever going to break it.
Nobody is ever going to. You are correct. Nobody is ever going to throw a perfect game on LSD. You're right.
They need to do it two times to break it because he already did it once.
Yes. Technically, yes.
Exactly.
You should hear some of you like that story about Doc Ellis. What you should do is look into a guy named Oil Can Boyd. And there was also a lot of guys like in the early 80s and stuff doing some hairy shit. I believe Oil Can Boyd was not scheduled to pitch one day, and he actually left the game and was down the street doing crack. And then found out that, oh shit, he needs to come into this game has gone into extras. He needs to come in. I might be messing this whole thing up, but this is a true story. So he had to come back high on crack and pitch.
Oh. Yeah.
What is that?
Where you parked at? The movie theaters?
Yeah, we're right outside the Century 25 in Union City.
Oh, you went to Union City Theaters? It's a nice theater.
Texas Roadhouse?
Yeah, the Roadhouse. You have a gift card for there.
Dude, we were going to eat there, but we were like, the line's probably going to be like an hour, and then it's going to be like another hour and 30 minutes just to eat.
You got
to
do call-ahead seating.
No, I tried calling.
They don't have reservations.
No, but you have to do – they don't do reservations, but they'll do call-ahead sometimes. Sometimes.
Yeah, the lady didn't even answer. They just kept sending me to a robot.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Especially what it's Friday night. Yeah, they're fucking slammed.
Yeah, I guess we can see people at the door right now.
Yeah, the fucking shit is crazy over there. I would never go to that Texas Roadhouse unless it was like Tuesday, like midweek stuff before 5 o'clock. You're solid.
12 o'clock. Nobody's really there.
Yeah. Well, I also like to sit at the fucking bar, so I gotta stay clean. You're almost there. You're almost there, baby Rudy.
How's the fire alarm business?
Fire alarm business is good, Puffy. Thank you for asking. I'm about to take my first steps into installation.
So you're gonna install fire alarms?
I'm gonna start.
Okay, realistically, how many people need fire alarms?
Every building.
Literally every single building you step inside.
But they already have fire alarms put in, and I can go to Target and buy a pack of two for $15.
What? Are you
Alex,
smoking
you
crack?
Building new houses.
You
Alex.
Can buy fire alarms like at Target or Walmart.
Those are the basic
smoke
ones.
Smoke detectors,
that,
you idiot.
Those are smoke detectors that you're thinking about that go into your house.
Fire makes smoke, so they both work.
Puffy, let me just explain something to you. What you see in your house with the basic ass smoke detectors have to go onto a base, right?
I and that all carbon monoxide detector
that all has to be hardwired into a system. But for your regular house, it is not. That's not what I do. What I do, what we do as a company, is we work on new buildings and existing buildings because the fire alarm systems do not work for the rest of eternity once you put one in. They have to be constantly updated. They have to be constantly checked upon. There's always things happening.
Hardware update?
Yeah,
like, what do they have to update?
Think about it like your PlayStation, but instead, sometimes you have to go out
like,
there
will they, like, detect
and
fires
physically
better if
you change
it.
You have to go out there and physically change it sometimes.
But like, you know, you take it off, well, and the guy gets a new one that's like updating it.
No, it's just a new battery.
No.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Do they like update it so like it detects fires better or something?
Like, no, because they stop working, Puff. Old things stop working.
No, you just said you need to update them.
After a long time, I know you're not a carologist, but after a long time of driving a car, no matter what, you're going to have to rebuild the engine. After a long time, you're going to have to rebuild the transmission.
Like, no, but like you just said you compared it to the PS5 where you need to update it.
I was trying to put it in dumb layman terms for you.
No, you just said you needed to update it. So like, what does it do when you update it?
You need to update, boy.
Like,
Puffy, are you really doing this right now?
No, but like, what does it do when it updates? Like,
there are some times where you have to update
systems.
Does it
pre-detect fires? Like, will it tell you a fire before it even happens?
15 minutes.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. No, systems change just like your phone changes. You have to go through different diagnostics. It picks up at different towers. Things happen differently.
So if there was a power out, our fire alarms would stop working?
No, because every fire alarm system has a battery backup system. Right.
Oh, so it is like the ones in people's house, so they gotta change out the batteries.
No, Puffy, no.
Yours, what do you mean, though?
Yours constantly, your little smoke detectors in the ceiling constantly.
I've had my smoke detector for 5 years.
Constantly
now.
Run off of batteries. They constantly run off of batteries all the time. That's why you have to change the batteries all the time. These huge buildings are wired into huge systems that feed it power. If the power goes out, there is a battery backup. With literally
our smoke detectors are better than those, though. They go off before there's even smoke, so they're predicting.
That's called shittier.
What are you talking about?
They go off randomly. That's how we know they're good.
Yeah, yeah. They warn us of where there might be smoke.
Yeah, they're all honestly just always testing you guys, right? It's like when you're in school and they're
on our toes.
It's like when you're in school and they got their random earthquake test or whatever, but that's at your house.
Yeah, I haven't done those in a while.
Wait a second, you haven't done those in a while?
Well, I have ROP in the morning, and I do them in the morning.
Oh, okay, so. Yeah. How's ROP going? Do you learn how to weld yet?
Oh, my God, it's going fantastic. You know, you should get my teacher on the show. She'll love to talk to you about conspiracy theories. That's all she talks about in class.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Slip
she
me.
Also taught him how to crip walk.
Yeah, she put on a video on how to crip walk.
Oh, Puffy, can you
she
go out?
The whole class.
Can Rudy videotape you crip walking outside the car?
No, I will not do that. I don't know how to crip walk.
It's because he's a blood, Travis.
I should have recorded it too when she started. She pulled up a video.
You ain't fucking around with no brips.
Oh my God!
You went there. You wanted to bring up your teacher.
She's a weirdo.
You're a weirdo.
No, she is a weirdo.
Huh? But have you really fixed your welds though? Because they weren't very good.
Yes. That wasn't even mine, the photo I showed you. You don't weld. You don't know nothing.
I do weld. I welded a whole flatbed trailer for my...
Oh, let me see a photo of that, Travis.
For my Toyota.
Oh, yeah. I bet you. That's why your Toyota doesn't work anymore.
Oh, the weld. It's had nothing to do with how the thing ran. It was literally cosmetics.
That's why it's broken down.
Hey, and I'll be honest with you. The fucking welds were crap on that shit. I don't know what I'm doing. But
exactly.
I'll tell you,
you
what.
Hired me.
Me
hold $35
hold
an hour.
Up.
I'll weld it.
Hold up. Me not knowing what I'm doing was just as good as some of the shit I seen at your house.
Oh my God.
Travis said his worst is still.
What'd you do? Stick, MIG?
MIG welding. Yeah, I got a. We had a basic welder from what's the fucking name?
Home Depot.
No, 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 not Home Depot. What's the what's the cheap place?
I know what you're talking about. Pacific Import. No, no, no. What, Import One or whatever?
Import One.
I don't know what it's called. What's it called? That one place.
Home Appliance.
Harbor Freight.
Harbor Freight. Yeah.
Harbor Freight. We had a Harbor Freight welder. It worked pretty good, dude.
Well, yeah, no shit, it was bad. Harbor Freight welder, how much was it? Like, maybe like 400, 500?
Hey, it worked good for a cheap-ass welder, brother, I'll tell you that.
I bet you to you guys it probably works good, but I mean...
To an experienced welder, like, Rudy,
Hey, Rudy, all it needs to do is pass a hammer test. If you hit it with a hammer and it doesn't break, you're good.
No, no, that is definitely not what it needs to pass. Jesus Christ, there's no way you dropped that trailer.
One time I was doing a T-joint.
No, it wasn't a trailer. It was a flatbed. It was a flatbed for the truck.
A flat? What do you mean like flatbed? Like you built the back end of the truck?
Do you remember my Toyota?
All I'm going to say is your Toyota doesn't work anymore.
Do you remember the Toyota, Rudy?
Yeah, the one with all the stickers in it.
The only car I remember you driving is the Jeep in your truck now.
The Toyota, the green one, right?
Yeah.
Oh, the green one? The one you drove on the grass in the Mexican League?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Remember how that I took the bed off of that and I built a flatbed for it on the back.
No wonder it doesn't
run
no more.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah.
People say Toyotas never break down.
All I'm saying is you hit a curb too hard with that, things flying off.
It never. No, it didn't. Well, I didn't weld it to the frame. I bolted it to the frame.
There you go. You didn't trust yourself. That's good.
Well, no, I wanted to make sure that it was able to, I was able to remove the bed if I needed to, so I can access the gas tank easier and shit like that. So that's why I did that.
Hey, on your computer, search up Infinity Cube Welding. That's what I'm trying to make right now.
All right, let me take a look.
You know how to spell Infinity?
You got to fill the airtime, though.
Do you know how to spell Infinity?
Yep.
Because I don't. How do you spell it?
Infinity.
Okay.
Should I just go to images?
Yeah, it's like a metal thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Hold up. You want to see something cool, Puffy?
Yeah, you're gonna share your screen.
Well, you shut the fuck up, dude.
I know. I've done Zoom before. I literally spent the whole year on this.
Oh, that's right. You guys suck. You guys stink. All right, so this is what you're looking at right here, right?
Yeah, yeah. So it's something. No, not that. Go down.
Yep, one of
right
these.
There. Yeah, one, like those. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to make.
Why? It looks cool.
Hey, good luck with that.
What you should do here, and everybody is watching this at home too, so we can be able to walk this through. So what you should do is make this into an infinity cube, like
table?
Coffee table. Yeah.
Yeah, no, they have those.
So if you get a piece of plexiglass that goes over the top here, you see where my mouse is?
I could, but like mine's not going to be that big. It's 6 inches.
Okay, on the top here, you put the piece of plexiglass, but then
I would.
But on the left here, you can do offsetting, so you can do one drawer, build a drawer that comes off of the. Basically, the drawer will come off the left side of every single side piece. It'll only be half of it, but it'll make this cool illusion.
Yeah. Too bad it's going to be 6 inches tall.
Oh, you can't make something that's actually fucking cool or what?
No, it's going to be like, see that one, the second one? Yep, that's how big it was going to be. I'll be able to.
Why don't you build something big, dude?
Because we can't. Our teacher won't let us do that.
Oh, you can only. Oh. She doesn't want to see anything big look that shitty,
huh? Yeah, it's like a waste of materials, you know what I'm saying?
If you're using it for a practical reason.
But, like, we all suck at welding, so we're going to mess up.
Hey, are you guys going to buy a welder for the house?
Do we have a welder?
We did, but it doesn't work.
We had one, but it doesn't work.
What's wrong with it?
I'm no weldologist. I don't know.
If the mechanics aren't working of it, it's not a welder problem. It's a problem of just looking at the mechanics of it.
Oh, my bad. I meant no disrespect.
Do you have it still?
Do we have it ready?
The welding machine? I don't think so.
No, I think we got rid of it.
No, it's at dad's shop. Remember, I was afraid to say he was going to take a look at it, but it didn't work.
At your dad's shop?
Yeah, because my his boss, my Uncle Freddie, said that he could look at it, but He said the part that it needs to replace said it would cost more to fix it than just buy a new one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. That's always a real fucking issue.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are getting ready to head into the movies, huh?
Yeah.
What time's your movie start?
That I don't remember. What time is it right now?
9:13.
What's your stance on the geo and economic? Wait, no, what's your stance on the geo and political? No, never mind. I'm.
Are you
up.
Doing the? Are you doing the Billy Madison bit?
No. Have you ever? No. Was the thing on TikTok? Never mind.
I don't know what thing you're seeing on TikTok. My TikTok.
Wait, what?
My TikTok.
Yeah,
is,
yeah, yeah.
What is it?
No, this is like, why aren't we talking about the problems of the world and the
no, like the geo and political economic state of the world.
Yeah, I think that's a bit pulled from Mr. Deeds, from Billy Madison.
Yeah.
Okay. Silence. All right. Cool. Thanks, guys. What
did
time?
You say Billy Madison.
Would you rather Billy be Madison. Homeless or Hitler 2 years before the end of the war?
Homeless.
Why not? You can do anything you want for 2 years.
You know, you're right in the middle of gassing the Jews, so I don't think I would know how to stop that.
I mean,
what?
Why are you looking at her?
I mean, what? Will you say something?
No, I'd rather be homeless, too. But, like,
yeah, that's
like
what I thought.
You're not in a blue state, though. You're in a red state.
I don't care.
Okay, like in the deep south.
Would you rather be Hitler than be a homeless man in the deep south?
And you're of the darker skin color.
Why don't you answer me?
I'd rather be homeless.
Okay, that's what I thought. I'm just trying. Hey, would you? Okay, hold up. I'm going to reverse this back on you. Would you rather be Hitler 2 years before the war ended? Or would you rather be Ted Bundy during his final court case?
Oh, neither? I don't want to be
that's
either.
That's not an answer, buddy.
Would you
rather? You gotta give an answer.
You gotta get an answer. I asked it. You have to give an answer. You have to give me an answer.
I don't want to be Ted Bundy, and I don't want to be Hitler.
You have to give me an answer. You gotta be one of them.
Okay, I'd rather be Ted Bundy. I don't know.
That's the right answer.
Okay.
Because women don't really matter, so you can kill them all you want. I don't.
No, don't say that. Okay. $10 million, and but you have to be roommates with O.J. Simpson.
I would love to be roommates with O.J. Simpson. I would never fuck his wife, so I wouldn't have to be worried about getting murdered by his son.
You think his son? People think his son killed him. And
that's that is a completely real thing, and that is a conspiracy theory that I believe in heavily. You have you looked into that one at all?
I saw a video on it.
Do you boys, so this is weird because I want to know, there's a little bit of a generational gap. Do you guys look into conspiracy theories? Do you guys get into like YouTube rabbit holes about different things or what? Or do you just watch,
we watch base level stuff, just like the tip of the iceberg stuff.
Okay.
But I will ask you this, Travis.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know if I mentioned this in the last one. So you know how there's like the conspiracy, like who built the pyramids in Egypt? Like, was it really people or was it like, you know, extraterrestrial help, stuff like that?
Yeah.
Right. There's all these documentaries.
Yeah.
You ever notice how there's the same size pyramids in Mexico and Southern America,
mm-hmm.
South America
and Tennessee,
but nobody questions.
That's the Bass Pro Shop.
<And Tennessee>.
Rudy, I do know what you're talking about. The Aztecs and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. They
Nobody
have
the, question, built those.
I know who built all of them.
Who?
The ancient aliens helped build all of them, buddy.
Oh, yeah?
There's no aliens.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Would you rather be in Star Wars? No. Would you rather live in Marvel Cities, New York?
Yeah.
During 2012?
Yeah.
Or Gotham? Anytime.
During 2012. 2012.
That's like Age
of Ultron?
No, that was the first Avengers, I thought.
When the Chitauri Army.
Yeah, the army came through.
or in Gotham. Gotham at any time?
Yeah, but you're not rich. Like, you're lower class Gotham.
I'd probably take my... fuck. what class am I in during...
Middle class, you know, like, you know.
During
you
20...
You have a pretty nice apartment, but you have a nice apartment.
Okay. Decent apartment for New York standards. I'm living a decent life, but if I'm in Gotham, then I have a less than decent
lower,
quality of life.
Lower class, you know, yeah. Bad parts of the town.
Your apartment might have the bat signal on top of it.
I think I would have to go Gotham.
I would
take my chances in joining the Carboni crime family.
Crime family in Gotham. One of those in the movie.
It's the Carboni.
No, it's not. It's
I'm pretty sure.
You have the computer right there, bud.
Yeah, I'm looking it up now.
All right, look it up. Look up the crime family in Gotham. There's like two of them, I think.
There is two of them. All right. Falcone. That was it. The Falcone crime family. Yeah.
And what's the other one?
The Maroni crime family.
Yeah. And the Falcones.
Speaking of family.
What's
Dominic
up?
Dominic Toretto.
Oh, wait. We can't talk about that name over here. They took my brother, apparently.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. They took my brother. He signed a contract with them. But
no.
This has been an ongoing thing.
What do you mean he took his brother?
Every week I have to do this. Because the problem is that I have everybody on this fucking podcast, but nobody actually listens to it. We restarted, we rebooted Trapdoor to Hell after both of us moving and a lot of different things. We took a break. We got us rebooted back up. A couple weeks ago, Ty, I guess, was joking around with Dominic and Cheese about they do this game where we fucking talk shit about each other back and forth. So I was like, you know, we were in a good spot. They do, but he talks to them more than I talk to him on like a personal level. I guess they went out to a lunch. They gave him a contract basically saying, hey, you want to be on Curveballs and Chair Shots. You can't do Trapdoor to Hell. Nobody told me that this was going to be a bit that we were all going to do. So I took it a little personally. Like, because like, if it's a bit, I don't mind. You go off and do your thing. I'll play into this bit. We'll have a good time with it. We'll do as far as we want. Nobody told me it was a bit. I tried to see if it was a bit. It's all fucking serious, apparently. I don't know. I go on Instagram today, and I see that Curveballs and Chair Shots have put Tyler on a 2-week hiatus or something like that because he's on a review. I don't know what game they're playing. I'm just out of it. I didn't want to make it known that it upset me a little bit, but it did upset me because, like, I felt like me and my brother built this thing up to a certain level, and I wouldn't want to do this without him at all. But
he's not on it tonight, though.
But he hasn't been on it for weeks since he signed that contract thing. So I don't
know. What contract did he sign?
With other people. It's another podcast.
Oh, he's on another podcast?
That's what he's trying to say.
But it's not like...
Want me to go beat him up?
It's not a real contract. He's with Dom Toretto and Cheese. Like,
he doesn't know either of those two.
It's not notarized. Well, I can say it because we have listeners. We have some listeners to this, so they'll know. So
Who's to say that I didn't know that already? I just want to make sure the listeners, if there's anyone new.
You want to make sure from a week-to-week update that these people are up to date as well.
Exactly.
You know what? I appreciate you, Rudy. You have some sense about how to do this podcast thing.
A little bit.
So that's where we're at right now. Oh, shit. Yeah. So that's where we're at right now. I don't know what to do. So I've just kind of blocked off it because, to be honest, it did upset me a little bit. So, you know, and every week Hardy comes on here and he tries to tell me like, hey, you know, talk about it a little bit more in depth. And I don't, but I've had a couple glasses of whiskey, so I'm feeling pretty good. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it.
What would you do if you woke up tomorrow and found your car on cinder blocks?
My truck?
Yeah.
I'd be extremely mad.
Like, how mad are we talking? Scale of 1 to 10.
Puffy, do you have any kind of idea what the rims and the tires cost on my truck?
No, please tell me.
What, you want to take a guess?
2,000.
2,000?
Yeah.
2,000 is what it cost, is less than what it cost me. Hold up. 16. 2,000 is less than what it cost me for the tires, Puffy. For the tires on it.
How much the rims?
The rims, I got them for cheap. I got them on the low, which was a fucking good deal. But the rims are, you know, on the resale market right now, $75 a piece. The tires, new tires cost me, they are $320 a piece for a tire.
Oh, that's cool.
You didn't know they cost that much, huh?
No.
Speaking of car upgrades, Puffy just got a new stereo.
Oh, did you hook him up, little Rudy?
Oh, no, he hooked himself up.
Oh, what'd you get, buddy?
I got a Pioneer stereo.
Apple CarPlay.
Is this in the Tahoe?
Yes. It doesn't work like that. Here, I'll do my light here.
How do I turn this right there?
You can just... Yeah. There you go. Damn, Puff. Styling, dude. Way to go.
Oh, yeah, he got four new speakers, too.
Hell yeah! How much
it is to steal one of these?
How much did that run you?
$1,100.
Yeah, it's expensive. I know.
Yeah, it is.
But your setup, dude, is that thing four wheel drive?
No.
Hell yeah!
No,
it's rear wheel, I think.
Let's put a lowering kit on it. Let's put some 22s on it.
I just want to tint all the windows.
Like, well,
5% all the way around.
Well, you better. Don't do that because you run into a bunch of fucking tickets.
That's if they catch me.
Puffy, you gonna outrun the law?
I'm joking.
No. Tell me, are you gonna try and outrun the law?
Do you think he can outrun anything?
No, I would never.
Well, what year is that Tahoe?
2004.
That's a 2004 Tahoe. So I believe that one has the 5.3 Vortec motor inside of it. If he wanted to run out a Toyota Camry, he'd have no problem.
Please don't drive Toyota Camrys.
I know. It's a joke, buddy. It's a fucking joke.
They have like Ford Explorers. You know, I'll raise my hand, see who wins. She has a Ford Explorer.
What year Ford Explorer?
2000.
Oh, this is Tiff's Ford Explorer, right?
Yeah.
You're going to get dusted.
No,
that thing gets up to like
one. This has a V8 in it, Travis.
I know it has a V8 in it, Puffy. I know, but what you're not understanding is how transmissions work and how the power gets to the tires.
Yeah, I know how that works.
How does it work?
So there's like this engine. It's called an engine. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
Yes, go ahead. Explain it.
It
pumps gas into the engine from your gas tank, like fuel injected.
Well, not all fuel injection. Do you know what the other one is?
Carburetor, I think.
Very good. It's either fuel injected or carbureted. Diesel is different, but we're not talking about diesels.
No, okay. So it continues the fuel.
Yeah.
The gas.
Where does the fuel go?
It like ignites the spark plug and lights it with the piston, right?
Wait, go ahead and do that over again.
No, I don't want to.
The fuel goes into a fuel tank. The fuel tank goes into the fuel injector. Into the fuel injector goes into the engine. It blasts the piston up and down, which rotates the thingy on the bottom, which rotates the tires.
That doesn't. You're missing the whole idea of the transfer case and the transmission.
I think I got the basics, though.
But Rudy, you have a good basic of it, right? So
what is that thing called? A thing.
Let me do this for you boys, because you guys need a true list. I would have thought your dad did this to you already. Your dad knows a little bit about cars, but apparently not so.
You know stuff about cars.
You need three things to make a motor run. What are the three things?
Probably like tires.
Gas, electricity, and no water.
Not the water.
Probably like tires, I'd say.
To make maybe the motor truly run, you need
oil.
Air.
Oh, shit.
Gas, no, electricity, and air. You got halfway there. Right?
No.
It's actually two quarters. No. Right, shit. I mean,
no.
Two-thirds.
No.
How does
the car move without tires?
Hold on, Puffy. I'm saying how the motor, the car running itself. You can take a motor, put it into a car, you can run it off of those three things. Now the oil, true. If you don't put oil in it,
you need electricity to run a motor.
Yes, you do.
You do.
Yes, you need a spark. Electricity. Spark plugs.
Okay, never mind, you're right.
Yeah. Yes, I'm right. Puffy, of course I'm right.
An autobiologist?
Yeah, of course you're going to need oil, because if you run it consistently without oil, your motor's going to go to shrapnels very soon.
Years and it still runs.
What?
I haven't put oil in my car in years. It still runs.
You haven't touched the oil because your dad has oil in it. You do not have a car that runs off of no oil. Now, you should probably check into that, because I guarantee you, you're going to need an oil change.
Electric cars run. They don't need oil. So
yes, they do, Puffy. The motor works the
electric
same way.
Cars.
Electric cars, the motor works
search
the
it up,
same
it up.
Way.
Search it up.
What?
Search it up. Do electric cars need oil?
They need oil.
Yes.
Search it up.
They do.
Metal's not grinding against each other.
Thank you. Thank you, Rudy.
What's the point of the electric car?
Look, because you don't run off of fuel.
Think about this. Look, even the brakes. The brakes need oil. There's a brake fluid. You know that, right? That's so that way when you clench down, when you push the brake pedal, right? It's not just metal grabbing metal.
No, I got it.
There has to be some type of like,
I got power steering.
Puffy. The power steering takes oil, Puffy.
No, it doesn't.
Puffy, you should have took automotive instead of welding. This is absolutely insane.
No, don't worry. I got it. My windows go down.
Puffy, do you know how to change it if your windows stop going up and down?
I could, like, push them up myself.
Puffy, you need to learn something. I told your brother this, and I truly believe it. You should buy something for it and try and work on it yourself. It's amazing to me that your dad knows a whole hell of a lot. Ask him for some help.
Let me make a $3,000 investment into something I'll never do.
To what?
A car.
Hold up. I'm so confused. What are you talking about?
You heard me.
No, I didn't. I'm confused. What did you say?
Why would I invest in something I'm never going to do?
What does that mean?
Like, why would I buy a project car when I'm never going
to
work on it?
I'm not saying to buy a project car. You literally have the perfect car right there. An early 2000s Toyota, a Chevy Tahoe. Ask your dad next time, can you change the oil with me? Ask your dad, can we look at the brakes together?
Would you rather be Scarface or Pablo Escobar?
Pablo Escobar is real.
Yeah, but which one would you rather be?
Pablo Escobar, he's real.
But not Scarface?
And so far, he hasn't died at the end of his movie.
Pablo Escobar?
He's not dead.
Yes. Yes, he is.
Little Rudy?
He died in the 80s.
I thought he's been dead.
He's been dead. You're thinking of El Chapo.
I am thinking of El Chapo. You're right.
Oh, Travis. You can't be mixing up the wrong leaders here.
Pablo
Escobar died like in the 1980s.
Nope, you have completely got me.
I know I do.
Travis, Escobar was the dude who spent like, I think it was like $20,000 a day on rubber bands just for his money.
You got me. You got me. No. Every once in a while, I fuck up things too, you know? I'll admit when I'm wrong, Puffy.
Would you rather be the 32nd president of the United States or be the president of Brazil right now? Is he searching up for the 32nd president?
I think so.
Yeah, I don't know who the fuck that is. Franklin D. Roosevelt? I'd rather
you don't know who that is?
I'd rather be Roosevelt.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't know who that is, Travis.
I don't know my presidents.
That's embarrassing. How can you have that American flag behind you and not know?
Ever since they have elected the black one, I can't do it.
No way.
I'm completely shut out from these. I'm joking.
He's going to blur those, I hope.
No, I'm not going to blur that. That'll be on. It's a joke.
Okay.
Look at his face. Look at his face.
I mean, he already said all the way.
He said that.
I'm going to have so many fucking edits on you. One. You know how many edits I'm going to have on you because you're fucking keep touching your phone and shit? God damn you, Puffy. You make me do extra work.
Yeah, I know. All right. You like
honestly,
Mustangs?
I think President Barack Obama was one of our best presidents by far.
He was better than JFK?
Yeah, I don't even like JFK.
Why?
Well, because he couldn't think right.
Hey, who was better at basketball? Michael Jordan or LeBron James?
Michael Jordan.
No, LeBron James is better. He's the GOAT.
You know, I used to think this way, Puffy. I used to think this way. Because I'm going to say it right now. I was, for the longest time, a huge LeBron James fan. When he came out of high school, I had and he went to Cleveland for that first time period, right? I had LeBron James in his high school uniform card. I had a 1 out of 25,000 LeBron James bobblehead with him with the Rookie of the Year trophy. Or the All-Star, or the MVP trophy. I can't remember which one. I had a 1 out of 55,000 statue of him. I had all this memorabilia from LeBron James. I grew up, I had every single LeBron James jersey. I had a Cleveland Cavaliers LeBron James jersey. I had a Miami Heat LeBron James jersey. Team USA LeBron James jersey. All-Star Game LeBron jersey. I had all of it.
You're a big fan of LeBron?
I was a big fan. Towards the end of his career, when I started to see his attitude kind of take bad shape, I remember one game I went to go see him at the Oracle Arena play the Warriors, and he literally he was getting pulled out of the game. He sat there, he cried at the coach. He fucking did this, he did that, and he got himself back in the game, and they still ended up losing. It was a really just, I felt like the coach was trying to conserve his time, and he was just fighting it regardless. I don't know the problem, but it was kind of douchebag to me. And then just seeing all the shit that he's done, I don't like the way he acts now. He's not a chance, like he may be, and I don't think he's more talented. I think maybe him and MJ have the same talent level, but MJ has a stronger will to win than LeBron James does. Just plain and simple.
I think Larry Bird's better than both of them. Hey, Travis, we got to go. We got to watch a movie.
Hey,
oh my God.
You boys, enjoy the movie, all right? Have fun. Be good.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Travis.
Thanks for coming on. All
right, Travis. It's been fun.
I'm going to
do this again.
What was the closure we did last time? Buenos adios, amigos. Gracias, señores, señores.
Don't worry. I'm going to keep going on this for a little bit. I'm going to talk about Sonic 2.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
So I'm going to
do this again. This was fun.
I appreciate you coming on, Puffy. Please do it again with me. When you have a full time to do whatever.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Later.
Okay, bye.
You can leave. And that's our boy Puff. All right. So, I'm going to talk a little bit, just a little bit about Sonic 2, and then we're going to head out of here. Next week, we have a fantastic episode. I've got, just a quick story real quick. Business right next to mine in the back warehouse. I end up chopping it up with this guy. Turns out he went to a Royal High School as well, but like he went in the 90s or whatever. come to find out, Jeff, Right? His name was Jeff. Oh, that'd be bad luck if I fucking got his name wrong. Yeah, Jeff. He does a podcast with his brother, Fully Posable Pod. Their podcast is basically built on like talking about WWE, WWF action figures and things like that, which is super cool. It's right up my alley, Funko Pops. We start talking about it and stuff like that. Huge Disney collectors, huge Funko collectors. These guys, him and his brother do the pod together. Really great. They're going to come on and record this coming Tuesday an episode with me that'll come out next Sunday. So very excited for that. But let me talk about Sonic 2 really quick, because you guys who have been loyal listeners and listened from, you know, early on, know we reviewed the first Sonic and stuff like that. We had our little issues with it. I recently just looked at the movie score I gave it previously, and I believe Sonic, the original, was at a 78. Sonic 2 released 2 weeks ago or whatever. I gave this one, and I've been kind of slipping on my scoring rating. So if I ever talk about movies on here, I may not give a rating. I want to get back on top of it. It's just, it's really mentally hard when you're cataloging every single movie you see. You give up for a little bit because of some, you know, poor mentals or whatever, and then you want to come back to it. But I went in. I wanted to make sure I had the score down. I gave this one an 86 out of 100. I think this is probably one of the best, if not the best, video game movie of all time. What they did to translate the movie, the video game to the movie screen was literally perfect in this. I don't think they could have done it without the first movie, because I think the first movie, You know, you got the whole side character with his friend Donut Lord, or I can't remember his true name right now. The humans of this, you know, of this ship, besides Dr. Robotnik and Jim Carrey. But that whole setup in the first movie was decent, and it was a good movie, and it just kind of gets you invested in Sonic as a character. But this one, dropping Knuckles in, was absolutely fantastic. And I don't just say that for nostalgia reason. They brought in Idris Elba to do the voice of Knuckles. Excuse me. Which I think worked out perfectly. And I'm missing the name, but the voice of Tails is the guy who's been doing the voice of Tails for years and years in the animated series. And he's just, I mean, Tails, people who know me know that Tails is truly, truly, truly my favorite character from the Sonic series. I love Tails as a character. Tech, he's got the fucking tail that turns into a helicopter. He's flying the fucking airplane, the biplane, and shit like that. He's my favorite. This movie translates those three characters coming to screen in the battles with Dr. Robotnik and the story of that, absolutely fantastic. Now, there is one knock on this movie, and it's the small plot line that happens about three quarters of the way through. There's a wedding that goes on. I can't remember these characters' names, so I don't really care. There's a wedding that's going on. Anything that has to do with that is severely poor. It's really just a plot device to move the thing on. I think after this, because the first one, a lot of, you know, human interaction between Sonic, what you're trying to do is ground an animated character in your reality and make him feel like it's reality. So I think that the first one does that good, although it's not a better movie. They step slightly away, but they still have to be a part of it because you still have to have a little bit of a balance. I think in the next one, they can pretty much do away with any plot lines that don't involve any of the true Sonic characters and have a fully functional movie and not have to worry about it. This one is so good, and it is fun. It is so fucking fun to watch. Very fun. 86. Don't get much better than that. Shout out. I want to give some shout outs real quick. Thank you, Donnie, again. You know, I talked a little bit of shit on here earlier. I mean, I don't call it shit. You know, it is what it is. But, you know, maybe consider shit. Donnie's still invited on here anytime he wants, no matter what, you know. Now, will he just be able to say that he's going to talk about his conspiracy theories and then not do it? Probably not. But we'll work that out in the future. Johnny Roca wanted me to talk about Sonic. So shout out to him, and shout out to him. We're getting started on the fantasy football season already. The special league that we're doing of singular team rosters. So each person who's in this league has a team. So I have the Las Vegas Raiders. Good buddy Jared Fast has the Steelers, but so on and so forth, you know. And it's experimental league, so it should be interesting. Shout out to him for running that. Shout out to him. He's going to start time stamping these things to kind of get us, you know, clips to post on social media. So thank you to J-Row for doing that, man. And thank you to you guys out there who listen. I didn't realize I was getting this toasty on this episode, but I think it went great. Puffy was great. I appreciate it. The video version of this might not come out good. I'm going to have a lot of fucking editing to do, but that's why we record these things on Friday. That's why they come out on Sunday. I appreciate you guys still listening. Go follow all the social medias, right? Twitter, @TrapdoorPod. Facebook, Trapdoor to Hell. Go like the page, and also put on your alerts for it, because I'll post on there shit, and more interaction means better for us. Me. Please. Also, we're new to YouTube, right? We're putting these on YouTube now, so Trapdoor to Hell on YouTube. Subscribe to that. Alerts on that. Very much, please. And if you have anything to say, don't text me privately. Drop it in the comments. I'm going to look at them. Drop it in the comments. Even if it's shit talking, drop them in the comments. Just don't dislike. Don't dislike the video, please. Thumbs up that video. Something. Help me out, man. I'd really love to. The thing is, too, I'm doing this, and I'm not doing this with a producer. I do this on my own. I try and keep timestamps. I try and keep note of what's all going on so you have a good idea when you're coming into an episode. I'm booking guests. I'm editing the video. I'm editing the audio. I do it all with a full-time job, so it's not very easy. It takes up a lot of time, so I really appreciate the help if you could do that, you know. Yeah, I do. So it's kind of weird ending this on my own, but I'm going to get out of here, and I will see you next week. Recording Tuesday next week. So you have any questions for these guys that I talked about a little bit? They're good guys. Shoot them over before Tuesday, and I'll fucking, you know, I should check that email. See, I doubt I've got any fucking thing that they want to talk about, but yeah. But email still up, trapdoorpod@yahoo.com. If you have anything you want me to ask these guys, I believe they were on, the TV show. Oh, what's that fucking TV show called? The Toys That Made Us, talking about wrestling toys. So, super interesting. If you have any questions, let me know. And if not, I'll see you guys next week. All right. Bye. Take it easy. You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on. I'm going to show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a track door to hell. I'm going to let them all know. Yeah, straight out of Oakland, Alameda County, San Lorenzo. Yeah, proud to be a townie. They drop F-bombs because they go off homes. But don't trip. Take a trip to the moron zone. Go hard. Bro, we ain't soft like ballads. Put us on the map. We don't ever toss salads. Curveball. It's a Dumbo drop. And we post it on the deck like a Funko Pop. Let's go. You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on. I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a track door to hell. I'ma let them all know. You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on. I'ma show you how we go.
Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a track door to hell. I'ma let them all know.
From the town to the birds, put your hands to the sky. Hands to the sky, we about to get live. If you from the town, put your hands in the sky. Hands in the sky, we about to get live. If you from the east coast, put your hands in the sky. Hands in the sky, we about to get live. If you from the dirty south, put your hands in the sky. Hands in the sky.
You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a track door to hell, I'ma let them all know. You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a track door to hell, I'ma let them all know.